guardian angels, and patron saints. Pray for us. Well, after some time away, it's really great to be back with you all. Really excellent, refreshing time in the mountains with some good friends of mine, one of whom is seated here in the sanctuary with us, Father Connor Danstrom, the Archdiocese of Chicago, somebody, a fellow priest, brother priest that I've known for many years, even prior to our ordinations. And he did me the great kindness of being willing to drive all the way back from our mountain retreat, and we'll be flying home this afternoon. So glad to have him here today. It's been a really great time to catch up with friends. I really want to thank you all for your prayers. This was just a really great and restful time for me. The fishing was amazing, better than I think it's ever been. And we had lots of time to pray, reflect, good conversation, a lot of laughter. And, you know, thanks be to God. Usually there's some kind of fight that breaks out on these trips too. But this year, we all got along. I think the worst of it was my friend Father Tom, who just humiliates me in cribbage. I just refuse to play him. What's the point? I'm not sick of losing to you. And he was really irritated by that. That was the worst. That was all we got into. So certainly you all have been in my prayers this week as well. And, you know, I attribute a lot of the blessing, the restfulness, and all of that to your prayers. So thanks for holding us in prayer during that absence. You were certainly in ours. I want to talk about shortcuts today. Shortcuts, and the myth that shortcuts are possible. Shortcuts are something that human beings specialize in. We love to find the easy, more comfortable way to the things that we want. This is what technology does. This is what all of our kind of social organization does, is we order things in such a way as to not have to produce all of these things ourselves. Right? Instead of going out and growing my own food and canning it and preserving it for the year, right? We set things up in such a way that I can just go to the store and there's food packaged and ready to go for me. I don't have to make my own clothes. Right? I earn money at a job and I go out and purchase the clothes that I want with the money that I earn. Right? These are all kind of shortcuts. They make life easier. They make life more comfortable. But most of the time, shortcuts are an illusion, especially in the realm of our personal development and in our growth and wisdom and holiness. There's no shortcut to wisdom and holiness, which are just other words for happiness, right? The fullness of life that we all long for. There's no shortcut to happiness. Happiness is the result of a healthy and well-ordered soul. And there's no shortcut to that. I have to actually be healthy and well-ordered in my soul. But we convince ourselves that shortcuts are possible. You know, most of the marketing in the world is meant to try to get us to just kind of deceive ourselves into thinking that whatever I buy or acquire or enjoy will in fact produce the happiness in me that I desire. Drive this car, you will be happy. Advance in your career, or get the position that you've been wanting, or the promotion that you've been wanting, and you'll be happy. Lose 30 pounds, and you'll be happy. And guess what? This one simple trick, this thing that doctors don't want you to know about, will solve that problem for you. The realm of relationships is particularly difficult, right? The self-help industry is one that's full of books or products or courses that you can take to say, if you follow these simple rules, your relationships will take care of themselves. And the big lie that we buy into, of course, is the one that often shows up in marriage, that if you find the right person, your marriage will be good. It will be easy. And by extension, if your marriage is difficult or if you're unhappy, you probably didn't marry the right person. And so you should find another one. All of those things are scams. But we convince ourselves. We make a little deal. We give up the big H, capital H, happiness for the little happiness, the little forms that we can manage. You know, I've given up on the idea of being really and fully and completely alive, of living the kind of life that God created me to live, and I'm just going to settle for the little things that I can get week in and week out, or day in and day out. And I can order my life in such a way as to be comfortable. Or I can live around satisfying my compulsions and addictions. And that'll be the little happiness. That'll be enough for me. These are all lies. These are all deals with the devil that we make. And it causes us to despair. That's a life of despair. I've given up on real happiness. And I'm just going to be satisfied with the shortcuts. But to this, the scriptures speak very clearly and directly. This is not the way. This is what the psalm means. I don't know if you caught this line in the psalm. Every false way I hate. Now he's on to the scam. The psalmist is saying, I'm done with the shortcuts. I'm done trying to do an end run and get the things that I want without having to do the hard work of tilling the soil and preparing for fruitfulness and waiting for it and living and ordering my life in such a way around the things that will one day, with great patience and perseverance, may allow happiness to find me. These are all the scams that we have to avoid. And what the Christian community really is a group of people who can look to your right and look to your left and see the people around you and think to yourself, they're also on the long road to happiness. These are also people who see through the shallowness of the scam and have said, I'm not there yet, but I'm not going to make do with the small happiness anymore. And I know neither are you. And we can look to each other for encouragement and say, we're on the right track, right? We didn't lose the thread. We didn't lose the story. No. No, we're on the right track. Keep going. Don't give up. There's good things that are waiting for us. It's going to get better. All things work for the good for those who love God. Solomon is given a wish. Ask anything of me, God says to Solomon in the first reading today. Ask anything. I will give it to you. And Solomon makes the choice, give me wisdom that I may discern right from wrong, that I may judge and rule your people rightly. Now, normally, wisdom is the fruit of long experience and reflection. It's not just something you can ask for and receive. It's something that has to be accumulated over great time and effort and reflection and many dead ends that have to be overturned. I don't need to go back and find the new way. That wasn't the way of wisdom. I need to seek this way. And so usually it only comes after many years of life. That's why traditionally we venerate the elderly, because they've been on the path of wisdom a lot longer than the rest of us. Solomon gets to skip that whole process, and God grants him this magic wish. He gets a shortcut, in other words. It's worthwhile, and I suggest that you pray about this question. What is it that if I were asked, what is it you want? What's the thing that I would be most inclined to say I would like a shortcut to? Because that might tell us a little bit about where we've bought into the lie and the scam. To say, I'm still on the path of the false ways of the scam and the shortcut. Where am I looking for the short route that avoids the long, slow climb, the long, persevering journey with sore feet on the way of virtue and wisdom and holiness? And when you know what that thing is, right? But what is it that I've set my heart on and trying to give up, giving up on the big kind of happiness that would order my soul and give me the kind of soul that would be able to enjoy these things properly, and instead gone to the shortcut. And Lord, I'm going to renounce that. With the help of the Holy Spirit, as you show me these things that I've come to believe, these lies, these little ways that I've made bargains with myself to deceive myself and reach out for that little happiness that's a kind of despair over real happiness. And I'm going to renounce that with the power of your name to believe and hope again. That if I honor and keep your words, that if I treat the words of your mouth as more precious than thousands of gold and silver pieces, which are the traditional shortcuts to happiness, that good things will await me, that you're a good father who provides for me, and that if I indeed seek first the kingdom and the righteousness that you call me to, all those other things that I really want or think that I want will be given to me besides. Everything else that I need will follow from living a radical entrustment and surrender to you. That I'm going to sell all that I have in the name of purchasing that field in which a great treasure is buried, or purchase that pearl of great price. And I'm going to risk looking foolish. I'm going to risk looking foolish to people who have given up on the big happiness, who have settled for the scam, who have settled for the shortcut. And they're going to say, what you're looking for doesn't exist. Give up. Live like us. But in the power of Jesus, I'm not going to despair of the fullness of life that he's called me to, of the healing of my wounds or my difficulties. I'm not going to give up on that. I'm going to persevere, and I'm going to trust that he's working even when I don't feel it, or to heal the relationships or guide me through the difficulties and conflicts that I'm living through, or the sufferings that I'm enduring in the present moment, knowing that all things work for the good for those who love God. What is that thing for us today? Where have I bought into the lie and the shortcut and the scam? Pray for the grace to hate the false ways of the world and instead set our hearts on the truth. Heal me. Order my soul. Fill me up with your love, your mercy, and your grace. And give me the hope that continuing in your ways, seeking first your righteousness, Lord, that all these other things will be added to me besides. And living in this way, we will already be wise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.